La 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 la. Oh, hello everyone. It's Fairy Trina here, and I'm ready for some stories. Would you like to hear some magic stories from Fairyland? Well, sit down and let's listen. Shh. There was once a dear little girl called Clytie who lived in a pretty house with a garden full of beautiful flowers. She was all alone except for the fairies, and they taught her all manner of things and played with her in the night time, because night, you know, is one time when the fairies love to come out. So Clytie was all alone the day, and though at first she was very happy making daisy and buttercup chains as the fairies had taught her, having make-believe breakfasts and dinners with acorn cups to drink out of and chestnut leaves for plates, just as all the fairies do, still, by and by, she began to feel very lonely. And one day, when Clytie had been a long time trying to persuade Mr. Snail to run a race with her, and he, being not able to travel very fast with his one foot, had at last turned sulky and shut himself up in his house, horns and all, Clytie felt so lonely that she cried. She cried so much and so long that her cheeks were quite wet, and as she felt too miserable to wipe her eyes, she just sat still on the grass. But presently she felt something like a warm hand touching her cheek, and she looked round to see if any of the fairies had crept out to comfort her. But there was no one to be seen. The garden was quite empty, except for the flowers. The next minute she felt another touch, then another, and another, just as if someone with warm, soft fingers were gently drying her cheeks. Clytie got up and looked all round the garden. She peeped behind the bushes, she pried into all the flowers, but not a sign of anyone could she see. She felt quite frightened and looked up into the sky to see if anyone was there. And then she knew in a minute who the kind friend was that had wiped her tears away so gently. For right over her head, smiling down at her and stretching out his long, warm, golden fingers to touch her face and hair, was beautiful Mr. Sun. Clytie was as pleased as could be to think that she had found someone to look at and to talk to in the daytime. And she soon had someone to play with too, for Mr. Sun let his sunbeam fairies, who are very different from most fairies, because they love the day and they don't come out at night, go down into the...